Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? This is Jonathan with the Ambition Over Fear podcast. Super honored right now to have the entourage on the line. Talking about a world famous, connected collection of super talented music individuals. So we're honored to have them on the Ambition Over Fear podcast today. Represent New York to the fullest. And I want to welcome them onto the podcast right now. The entourage, welcome to the podcast, my brother.
What's going bro? Appreciate it.
What's up, bro? What's up?
What's up, man? All love. We live right now, streaming everywhere. Listen, man, glad to have y'all today on the podcast, man. You guys got a lot of heat right now. I want to jump right into it. Introduce each one of yourselves one by one so everybody can know who's who on the call.
Well, this is Elo, the franchise kid, representing Brooklyn, East New York. You know, I'm on the line. What's up, people?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm the other half of the entourage. I go by the name of J. Mac Lilly, representing Jersey to the fullest. What's going on? Bless up, everybody.
Definitely. So I want to jump right into it. The song, the video, the song Clockwork. Talk about how did that all come together?
I mean, it came together just the simple fact that it stated is that Clockwork, we on go. I feel like everybody got their hustle. Everybody got their 9-to-5 job, whatever they do, however they do it, and they get the job done. So I feel like everybody's on go day in and day out, you know, 24/7, 365. That's basically what it is.
So when the actual making of this actual record, as far as putting it all together, man, what was the actual thought process regarding putting this together from a music perspective? Because what's the vision you want people to walk away with when they watch this video?
I mean, well, for me, this is Elo speaking. For me, I would want people to get pretty much to stay motivated, you know what I mean? Always be on go. Most definitely be with something false, something positive. You know, you don't always want to be on go with something with a negative, you know what I'm saying, frame of mind. So everything is on go, man, whatever you want, whether it's your dreams, a goal that you have, something you want to accomplish, just always be on go, man. And at the end of the day, when you set that goal, make sure you complete that goal. So that's what the entourage, the we on go, and the clockwork concept pretty much came from. You know, like, we're always on go, stay positive, and just, you know what I'm saying, just complete whatever you're trying to set forward, you know. So that's pretty much what that record, you know, states right there.
Yes, sir. Just basically have fun. Now, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. You got it.
Now, I just want to tap into, describe the chemistry between you all. Like, how does it, you know how you have Chad, Kobe, Michael, Scotty. Describe the chemistry between, amongst all y'all.
I think the chemistry is like on some, like a modern day Method Man / Red Man, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we both have our different styles, which is God-given, you know. We both got our own unique styles, but we give it our all and stick to the system, especially the script, to make sure we enhance the entourage. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and especially when we hit the stage, like, we both get adrenaline, and, you know, we both give it our all on that stage to try to gravitate, you know, more fans and really let people hear this music that we got to give.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. When you think about the impact of this record Clockwork that you have coming out and the visuals behind it, what's the main reason why people should go to iTunes and purchase it for $1.99 and add it to their library? Like, what's one of the main reasons why you feel like this should?
Well, this for me, what I think it's pretty much we staying in tune with what's going on, but at the same time, I feel like it got something to do with being yourself, because like a lot of like artists like nowadays, not everybody, I'm not gonna say everybody, but some, like, pretty much they all sound the same. You know what I mean? So I feel like if we stay in tune with what all the, you know, the younger generation is doing, and pretty much being ourselves, because pretty much you got to give, how can I say it, you got to be able to have people to relate to you as far as your music, instead of you just being just a hot rapper. So at the end of the day, like, that's pretty much where we stand point. Like, you want to give something people can relate to, and being yourself and still being in tune with what's going on as far as how the hip-hop records are today, you know?
Yeah, and basically, on behalf of him also, we definitely stirred up a different type of pot, different ingredients that we want to bring to the front line, you know, and disperse to the world, you know, not just our city, not just Jersey, not just New York, to the world. You know, we want people to be able to hear what we got to bring to the table. It's a different meal, from two different chefs, you know?
Definitely. Now, on Spotify and Apple Music, how do you spell your artist name on there?
Oh, you go first, mate. Jay, you can go first, Jay. You let them know.
I mean, right now we have
group?
Yes, we the Entourage, the group. But right now we have the record that we have out with Jay Chosen is Fireworks. It's under all music platforms. It's under my name. It's under Jay MacMillie. So we have
you
that
mean
going
with Jay
right
Chosen?
Now. We,
the singer Jay Chosen?
Yes, yes. That's the homie.
Oh,
we got a song called. Huh?
No, I was saying Jay Chosen. He's on my audio book.
Yeah, we got a song called Fireworks with him. But when we set up the United Masters, we set it up underneath my name because that's when we first start getting things rolling. But now we're going to also add our Entourage, you know, United Masters, so we can put the music on all platforms.
Yeah, man.
With this whole coronavirus situation right now, it's just, you know, it's a minor setback for a major comeback. So we can't really, you know, move and get the wave files and get everything put down how we need to get it put down. But we got the artwork, we got the video done, as you know. So, you know, we just putting all the pieces.
Yeah, well, you know, the Empire Machine don't stop. You know, we still release the music over here. It's automatic. So the Empire Machine,
right.
Music Hypebeast, SSMG don't stop. So and so's music group. So our teams don't stop. We still distributing music, still distributing videos all day, every day. So you know, if you wanna, you know. At the end of the day, and this is no shot at no other company, but those platforms, they're just do-it-yourself models. I mean, you still have to go in and do the lead work. When you get with a major like an Empire or a Def Jam or whatever, they have a different kind of footprint in the game. Because even with Empire, your music is available in the prison system through JPay and GTF. So, you know, we got to talk about that, but yeah, so we can definitely do that and work that so you can be in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's the real. So you don't have to slow down. The last thing you want to do is slow down. I mean, you know, the way the main music go now, everything is updated electronically anyway. So it's all good.
Right. That's dope. That's super dope.
Yeah, that is what it is right there. So that is what it is from that perspective right there. So I want to jump into this part here. At the end of the day, when it comes to everything you got going on, what type of impact do you feel your music has on people when they listen to it? Like, where do you think they pull from?
Me personally, I think that we out to give people motivation. I think it gives them motivation that they can do what they need to do as an artist, and, you know, if not be at our same level, be even better or greater than us. And I feel like a lot of the music that we make is feel-good music. Some of it comes from experiences. Some of it also comes to just let people feel good about themselves. Like, music is just self-explanatory. As long as you have the passion, you're going to disperse that passion. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it affects people to the point where it makes them feel good. Not like no R&B, but, you know, in the hip-hop realm. You know?
Right. It's pretty much all about motivation. That's all.
Let me ask you this right here. What is something unique about each one of you all, personality wise, that people like and gravitate to?
Oh man, that's a good question. But pretty much, I'm gonna say, as far as me, man, I just always been like a laid back, like, I don't know, how can I say it, man? You know what? I try not to panic in a lot of situations, so it can be something like, I don't know. I'm not saying I have a nonchalant attitude, but I try not to, like, because I learned a lot, like, when you're dealing with music and you're dealing with people, like, you just can't overreact with a lot of things, you know what I mean? So it's like, for me, I would say what makes me different is like I like to be calm a lot. You know what I mean? Like before I make a movement or even like a judgment or anything. You know, like I like to scan the premises before I attack. You know what I mean? So like for me, that's what I feel. What makes me different? You know, I'm always like I'm calm. I like to stay calm and in the face of danger type guy. You know what I mean? So. That's what I think makes me different, you know.
And then as for me, this is J. Mac Murray. As for me, I'm very aggressive, but you know I'm strategic as well. You know, I like to go hard or go home. I like to give my all. You know, and sometimes you know if you fall short, you kind of beat yourself up a lot. But you know that's what the fight is all about. You know, you keep going. As the rounds go, you lean on the rope, you keep swinging, you keep dancing, and, you know, you hope that you come out to be the champion because you trained for it. So that's basically, you know, my mindset and my motto. That's what makes me different, you know.
All good points you guys are bringing up, man, definitely. What have you all enjoyed the most about being on the Ambition Over Fear podcast today?
Well, this is J Mac again. Just the opportunity for people to hear. You know, myself and Elo and Entourage, you know, just to hear us and give us opportunity just to, you know, share our mindset, share our thought process, you know, the music, what we got going on, you know, just gravitate the moment.
No doubt. Well, you know, our podcast is global. We're on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn.com, which has over 60 million users, and we're on Google Podcast, or even people with Androids, they can download the Ambition Over Fear podcast and everything like that. So this will be live and up there within the next 72 hours, man. Give out your Instagram handles real quick so everybody can follow each one of y'all individually on Instagram.
Yeah, my Instagram is at jmacmillie. That's JAYMACMILLI. And us together, we the Entourage. That's TheOntourage. And I'm going to let Elo introduce his.
Yeah, mine is Elo, ELO, _ PhD, franchise, FRANCHISE, KID. Elo the franchise kid.
Awesome. Listen, thank you all for being on the Ambition With Fear podcast today. Remember, always dream, hustle, win. And if you haven't, make sure you download that Radio Pushers app, the official Radio Pushers app in the App Store and Android, man. Thank you guys for being on. It's the Entourage, people. Listen, clockwork. Video available everywhere next week. Let's get it. Peace.
All right. Peace, everybody.
Yes, sir. One.